Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, November 26th, fresh off of Thanksgiving. It is Black Friday. A lot of people are probably out shopping, but we're here grinding out these pods and trying to fill your pockets with a lot more money than maybe how much food you had in your belly yesterday. But 12 game schedule tonight, NBA Player Props Edition. You guys know what it is. And joining me on Fridays, as usual, the man from Harlem, New York, a reeling Giants fan. Oh, we're going to get into this a little bit, but it's Will Rivera. Will, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. Everything's everything. Yeah, like you said, man, reeling Giants fan, man. But everything's good. You know, kind of upset. No NBA games last night, but we're able to catch a couple of college football games, definitely a couple of NFL games, man. But again, back at it today with a full slate, man. So looking at some to cash in with some player profits and some spreads.
Yeah, man. No NBA yesterday. So I think they save the nice or the good NBA games for Christmas. We know we get those nice Christmas games for the NBA. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, man, like Will said, 12 games on the schedule tonight, big slate of hoops back. So we're going to get into the player props. But I know we were talking offline, Will, about the Gonzaga and UCLA game the other night. That was a fun game, but I think that was over from the beginning. But I was telling you, I was looking more forward to this Duke and Gonzaga game tonight. I know we're not college basketball pod, but you know, I think it's gonna be a fun matchup tonight, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it's not a college basketball pod, but I am betting. You know what I'm saying? Both teams are 6-0 right now. Gonzaga is ranked number one, obviously, and well-deserved. And Duke is number five right now. So they got some good players, a couple of one-and-done players as well. And I think Coach K is trying to go out with a bang. So I think this is going to be more of a high marquee and well watched game than the UCLA game. Like, you know, and again, we talked about it. Yeah. That UCLA game was over within like the first like 4.5, 5 minutes, man. It was a wrap.
Yeah, for sure, man. This is going to be a fun one tonight. A lot of great NBA prospects in this game. So, you know, it kind of ties in together nicely with the NBA and the PropCast podcast here. Quickly, how was Thanksgiving, man? I know a lot of us try to take the day off. You know, I feel like a lot of us are workaholics when it comes to the industry that we're in, whether, you know, it's betting and content writing and things like that. But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. Listen, no days off, man. If there's any professional sports on, man, or any sports on at all, man, I could get some action. I'm definitely going to do it. So yesterday was definitely started off with the first game. It wasn't a good game to watch, but it was decent in terms of betting the game. So yeah, pretty much got into all three games, man. And it just got better as the day went on, you know? So the first game was like, the second game was surprising, but you know, three things, man, that are for sure. And then you got taxes, death, and Derek Carr over passing yards. So
there you go.
when he had that first bomb to DeSean Jackson, I know that was gonna pretty much hit easily over there, because it was at a low number, man. It was like at 280. So I took the over on that. I know he finished with over 300. But and then the night the last game of the evening, you got Buffalo. They definitely you know, bounced back and they did some things. So yeah, like I said, was able to, you know, cash in on some of the games that was on, man, and getting ready to get back into this NBA today as we got a full slate.
Hey, it's always a good day when the Cowboys lose, right?
Always, man. I love it. Listen, as a Giants fan, there's nothing that I love more than a Knights Cowboys loss, man. It just it made my Thanksgiving that much better.
Yeah, I'm down here in Houston, so you know, obviously both of our teams are not doing that great this season, but anytime the Dallas Cowboys lose, especially on Thanksgiving, it's going to be a great day for any anti-Cowboys fans. But yeah, man, NBA back tonight. Will, a lot of great matchups here tonight, man. Quickly, before we get into the player props, any standout games that maybe you have your eye on for tonight, or about a game that you probably want to tune into to watch tonight?
Yeah, so listen, again, I got to be a homer. I got to touch on this first, man, my New York Knicks.
Oh,
got
yeah.
The New York Knicks going against the Phoenix. We're playing at home, so I'm hoping that we fare pretty well in that game. We're not a huge underdog. We're only an underdog by 3.5 points, which is good. So that's going to be a pretty good game right there that I'm going to be interested to watch. Another game here, I like Atlanta versus Memphis. I mean, here you've got Trae Young, as well as Ja Morant doing their thing. So it's going to be pretty much be a battle. You got Atlanta 10-9 and Memphis 9-9. They're playing at home. Again, this is going to be a good game just because, you know, Vegas has them as a -1. Memphis is -1. So it's going to pretty much be like a coin flip either way. And then Minnesota and Charlotte is interesting as well. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, you got LaMelo doing his thing out there. Bridges, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony out there for Minnesota. And then also Russell as well. Yeah. So D'Angelo Russell out there for Minnesota. So it's going to be good. And then the night game, man, listen, I'm hooked to these Golden State games, man. Golden State, sitting at 16-2, man. They're playing Portland. We'll see how that could go, because it could be Dame time. Any, you know what I'm saying? At any given moment, man, third or fourth quarter, you know how he turns it on. So it should be a good game. And they're favored by 6 points in Golden State out there today. So I'm definitely looking forward to those games.
Yeah, Golden State has been the early cash cow for me, at least. Man, I've just been backing them against the spread almost every single game and taking their opponents under team totals. But that's going to be one of the fun matchups also. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on all three of those, man. If Joker's able to go tonight, for the Denver Nuggets, I think that that might be a fun one between Milwaukee and Denver. Denver, you know, they've been dealing with a lot of injuries so far this season. They just lost, I think, PJ Dozier to a torn ACL, so that's really unfortunate for them. Jamal Murray's been out since last season with that torn ACL, so the depth is kind of getting thin over there in Denver. But I think you hit the nail on most of the games there, man. I think, yeah, those are probably the more intriguing matchups here for tonight. So just a teaser, I do have two of my three player props are in that New York Knicks and Phoenix game. I'm not sure you're going to like it or not, but we'll get into that in a second. So let's take a quick break here, man. We'll come back and we're just going to dive right into our player props for tonight. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of WynnBET Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA. WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a free bet of $200. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap has always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. See a bet that you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, coming off of the break, Will, I will give you the floor first here, sir. Hit me with your first player prop for tonight, man. What do you got?
So listen, I alluded to it earlier, one of the matchups there, we got Atlanta visiting the Memphis Grizzlies. I like Ja Morant, 7.5 assists over on that number. Okay. For tonight, I think he's going to definitely, you know, he's pretty much always on the verge of doing like a double-double, especially on the assist category. And I think it's going to be a good game again. So I think that number's going to be more on the 9 to 10 side for Morant.
Yeah, he's averaging right at that number, 7.1 so far this season. But I think this is going to be one of those games that I think we're going to see a lot of points in this game, Will. I think the total is kind of indicative of that. But Trae Young and John Morant going at it tonight, I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch here tonight. Quick looking at Atlanta, what they've done against a point guard position here. They are one of the worst defenses against that point guard position. They're allowing 9.5 assists to that point guard position so far this season. So I think you're onto something strongly there. I'd probably tack on for myself also just for, you know, throw out some additional player props. I know we like doing that. I would probably tack on the points for John Morant also, man. I think from last season to this season, he's done a better job of wanting to be that guy of scoring the basketball for them. And I think that he's averaging 25 points per game here. I see the points and assist one at, 32.5? 30.5. So I think that's a little conservative there, man. But I love your angle on this assist prop for Ja Morant at 7.5. So I think that he should probably maybe get into double digits here tonight, especially with a high total. And I think it's going to be a very, very close game. The spread is indicative of that. We just talked about that. For my first one, I'll stay in that same game, Will, and I'm going to go Trae Young over 2.5 3-point shots made here tonight. Memphis, again, they continue to be one of the worst 3-point defending teams in the entire league. If not, they are the worst 3-point defending team in the entire league. So I currently see Trae Young's 3-point shot, made shots at 2.5 at plus money here at plus 105. So I'm going to take that up, man. I mean, we know Trae Young is the guy that can go out and knock down 5 to 7 on any given night if he so chooses, but they're going up against one of the worst 3-point defending teams here in Memphis Grizzlies. So I think Trae Young should have a great game here tonight, shooting the ball and scoring the basketball for the Atlanta Hawks. Kind of quickly looking at his game log here, what he's kind of done over the past couple games here as far as shooting a 3-point shot. You know, last 2 out of 3 games, he only knocked down 2, but, you know, this guy consistently before that, he hit 3, 8, 3, 5, 4, 4. So I think tonight this should be a night where he kind of shines against the Memphis Grizzlies. Any thoughts on that one, Will?
Yeah, no, I like it, man. Again, I think this is going to be one of the best matchups of tonight. With it being a full slate over there. So I could definitely see these guys probably going for 30 plus, both of them. You got Trae Young and Morant going for 30 plus in that game. So that's definitely a viable option there.
That's sure. Probably a good, a same game parlay option. If you can find a these two guys that hit 30 plus points, that's probably a juicy number. I'll try to dig that up before we get out of here. Well, let's go with your next one, man. What do you got? What do you got for the people here?
Man, going to that that Golden State game that I mentioned earlier, I like Jordan Poole over 18 and a half points. Yeah. Again, I mean, this is a guy that could go off, man. I mean, anything under 20 points is always attractive when I'm looking at a Jordan Poole for the player prop side. So 18 and a half points, I definitely think he's going to go over that and, you know, probably score 25 plus in this game. Because like I said, I mean, they don't – you know, unless it gets out of hand, I can see that Portland's going to stay in there. You know, you got McCollum, you got Norman Powell out there, and then yeah. You also got, you know, obviously Dame Lillard, man. And we talked about it, man, that third and fourth quarter, it's a Lillard time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yep. They're definitely going to have to keep up with the points and everything. I know they do well defensively, but I just think that that team's able to match up with points.
Like Jordan Poole's been an absolute monster so far this season for the Golden State Warriors. And I think he's kind of filling in nicely with that Klay Thompson void. I mean, I think that this is a time for us to kind of gobble up the Jordan Poole player props, because we don't know what the rotation and the minute allocation is going to look like once Klay Thompson returns from this Golden State Warriors team. So I think we got to get Jordan Poole player props as much as we can. And the guy's a great 3-point shooter too, man. I mean, got to get a look at his game log. I'm not going to go by it game by game, but just go check out his game log. The guy can – he's a bucket, man. That's a simple way to put it, Jordan Poole. And I did pick Poole to be one of the most improved players this season. Hopefully, if he can keep this up, I think he has a good shot at winning that award, man. I know there's a couple other guys that are up there. John Moran, I believe, leads that category right now for that award. But I think Jordan Poole is a good option there at that market for the most improved player. For my next one, Will, I'm going to go over to that Knicks and Suns game, and I'm going to go CP3 over 9.5 assists, man. Like anytime this number is priced under 10, and I think it's going to be priced under 10 all season long, I think you kind of got to have to take that over 9.5 assists. Dude, again, CP3 leading the league in assists, I believe is averaging around 10.4 on the season so far, but this guy is the offense. As far as facilitating, we know that he's a point god. And going up against his Knicks defense here tonight, against that point guard position, the Knicks are allowing, let me see here, I just had it pulled up. That point guard position, they're allowing about only 7.9, but when you have the best point guard, in my opinion, in the league, coming into your arena tonight, especially in Madison Square Garden, where, let's be honest, man, Will, everybody gets up to play in Madison Square Garden. It's a mecca, right? You're going to get everybody's A effort. And you know, I want to get your thoughts on this about you're the Knicks fan, so people come into MSC with their best effort, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And rightfully so. Like you said, it's the mecca, you know, and it's, again, we're not in a place where the Knicks suck this year, as opposed to like the last several years. So this is good. Yeah. So, you know, Phoenix can't pretty much just come down and overlook us, right? They're sitting at 15-3 right now, but the Knicks are 10-8. And so I think that you're going to get a great game, not only for Chris Paul, but then also Booker and then also Ayton. Right. So I think all those three guys are going to put up some good numbers tonight, man. So I may be looking at some other player props in that game as well. But I'm definitely on with you on the Chris Paul play over there with the assists, man. You could definitely see him going for like 11 or 12 assists, man.
Easy. Yeah, he's had 10 or more in 4 of the last 5 games. And again, you know, Chris Paul going into Madison Square Garden along with Devin Booker, I think these guys should give a good effort, especially on that 14-game winning streak here for the Phoenix Suns. So hopefully it's a good game out of Chris Paul here tonight. Hit me with your last one here, Will. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So the last one I got right here, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball, over 20.5 points.
Okay.
I think this is going to be, you know, he's going to pretty much be battling it out with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, you know, he was, I should have been the rookie of the year last year. You know, that would let LaMelo got that award. So I think it's going to be a classic matchup as well. And definitely a game that I'm going to be tuning into, because I think it's going to be another game where it's going to be a lot of points played, and it's going to be an interesting game. It may come down to the wire. Like LaMelo Ball to do his thing right here with the points. So 20.5 points for LaMelo.
If we're a true NBA fan, like this is going to be one of the games that is going to be on your screens. If you ask a casual NBA fan, I don't want to watch the Charlotte Hornets take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. No, but you're a hardcore NBA fan like us. We're going to be watching this game for sure. just like the reason that you said Anthony Edwards versus LaMelo Ball, that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. Two guys in their second year going head to head, and look at LaMelo Ball, man. If you asked a lot of people right now, if there's one player that is probably in their second or third year in the NBA, I think, and a guy that you wanted to start your team with, I think LaMelo Ball will probably be up there, Will, as probably the first or second pick, don't you think?
Easily, man, easily. I mean, this guy could definitely, and we already seen it. Mm-hmm. He comes in, man, giving you a couple triple doubles for the year, but he's definitely going to be a player where I could see within the next year or so being like a walk-in double-double, kind of like a Westbrook, but much better, just one of those players that you could count on him getting to the line, hitting his free throws. You could count on him being behind that 3-point line and knocking them down as well, right? So I definitely look for him to be on that trajectory within the next couple of years, man, or even like probably towards the end of this year, right? I mean, after the All-Star break, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy is giving you a double-double night in and night out, man, for real.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this guy, I think on any given night, if you wanted to, he could go out and get you a triple-double. And you know, the points are always there for LaMelo Ball, but it's always the more interesting part is that his assist and his rebounding is also up there also. So that team, I think that Charlotte team is a young, fun team to watch. They have a lot of great pieces on that team led by LaMelo Ball. I mean, Miles Bridges, we talked about this last week, Will, is that he's in a contract year and he's balling out. And I think that something to definitely keep an eye out for sure on Miles Bridges. But for LaMelo Ball, yeah, I mean, I like that over 20 and a half points. For my last one, I'm saying that Phoenix team is a gentleman that you just mentioned, Devin Booker. I don't understand why this number is at 22 and a half for his points projection here, but I'm going to gobble that up every single day of the week going into Madison Square Garden, like I said earlier. So Devin Booker over 22 and a half points. This guy's been balling over this 14-game winning streak for the Phoenix Suns, man. There's a couple games there against Denver and Dallas where he had 17 and 19 points respectively, but the last two games, he had 35 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had 23 against the Spurs, 24 in that first game against Dallas, 29 against Minnesota, 26 against the Houston Rockets. But more so, what kind of stuck out for me, Will, for Devin Booker against the Knicks, and particularly in Madison Square Garden, for whatever reason, Devin Booker loves putting up points in that arena, right? We talked about players like getting up in Madison Square Garden at the Mecca. So over his last couple games here for Devin Booker in New York, he scored 33, 29, 38, 34, 26 over, that's what, five out of his last six career games in Madison Square Garden. So 22 and a half seems a little conservative for me here. I'm taking Devin Booker over 22 and a half points, man.
Listen, I love it. Again, as a diehard Knicks fan, man, it kind of brings me down having to recognize that and accept that. But at the end of the day, man, we're here to put money in people's pockets, man. Yep. So it's going to be something, like I said, I think all three of those guys are going to have a big game. Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and also Booker, you know what I'm saying? So those guys are going to do their thing. Booker, man, you know, listen, I picked him up in my fantasy league. So even if he does have a good turnout tonight, man, I'm not going to be mad at all. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely going to turn into some points for me, man, and it's going to turn out well. So like I said, I'm going to put in some a couple of same game parlays, man.
Yeah,
I think with the combination of those players as well as some players on the Knicks end is going to be good. I mean, Julius Randle is always somebody that's going to go off, so like his props always, man. Then you got to take a look at Fournier. You got to take a look with Walker is going to do it. And R.J. Barrett, you know what I'm saying? R.J. Barrett is coming to his own in his third year now. So things are looking up for these guys.
I know we quickly just want to touch on R.J. Barrett here. Scott is also a New York resident, but he's a Brooklyn Nets fan. I believe he said, but a lot of people are kind of out on R.J. Barrett. I feel like we had this discussion last time, Will, but kind of refresh my mind, man. Where are you at with R.J. Barrett?
I'm still in, man. I'm still in. I mean, he's been improving ever since he got into the league, right? This is what's one of the things that you want to see out of one of your lottery picks there. And I just think he's going to get better. So again, he's not at the height of his career, he's definitely not, hasn't peaked.
Yeah.
Get better, could definitely play better. So it's just one of those things where we've seen it already, some games where he could just take over, you know, give you those points, give you those rebounds, and then come in also with some assists. But then also he's a lockdown defender. right? I mean, this dude right here, man, he's going to be one of those players within the next couple of years. He's always going to be on the all defensive team at the end of every single year in that conversation. So RJ Barrett, I'm not giving up on him. I can't give up on him, man. He was one of our highest picks, man, a couple of years ago. So, you know, we have to depend on him, you know what I'm saying? Not only on the offensive side, but definitely on the defensive side, especially when it's a close game.
Yeah, 100%, man. I think that still got to give these players, especially, I believe RJ Barrett was one and done, right, Will?
Yeah. He was one and done. Yep.
Yeah. So I think you got to give a little more time for them to develop a little bit, even though it's only his, what I think, second or third year in the league. So definitely would keep an eye out for sure for RJ Barrett. Any more player props? I know we said three each, but last time I know we gave out a couple more as we were kind of going along the show. But anything else that kind of sticks out for you tonight, Will?
Yeah, man, I was looking at this Grayson Allen play, the points over 11.5 from Milwaukee over here. So I know the last game he only came out and put up 3 points, but again, he's a starter. We know that sometimes he can go up there. We're feeling like in the mid, like 15, 16 point range or whatever. So I think that Grayson Allen tonight, 11.5 points, I like that number to go over.
Grayson Allen, I think, and Jong Lee, who's on with me for the PropCast on Mondays, is he pointed out to me the Grayson Allen 3-point shot made player prop projection for him. And it's always usually hovering at 2.5. I don't think it's ever going to go to 3.5 for Grayson Allen. But at least early on in the season, he was hitting this at a very, very high clip of 2.5. And more than three or more 3-point shots made. And I know he's cooled off a little bit over these past couple games here, but that number was cashing with ease with Grayson Allen. And I think that was because maybe they didn't have Jrue Holiday or Chris Middleton in the lineup. But I think if we see a favorable matchup, like I think maybe tonight's one of those examples that their concentration for the Denver Nuggets defense is probably going to be on Giannis and slowing down Chris Middleton. So that may open up the opportunities for Grayson Allen to not only knock down some shots, but also get over his points projection here of, you said what, 11.5 there, Will?
Yes, sir. 11.5.
I like that, man. I quickly wanted to see if I can find a rebounding prop on Jared Vanderbilt, who's kind of stepped up to the starting lineup for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And quietly been, you know, he's been grabbing the boards for them, man. I know for some reason I did take a Carl Anthony Towns rebounding prop one night, but I failed to recognize that Jared Vanderbilt stepped into that starting lineup for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's been a great addition in that starting lineup. I'm trying to see his game log here and what he's been doing. He's averaging 7.3 rebounds per game here. But yeah, if you look over his last four games here, 15 rebounds, 11 rebounds, 10 rebounds, and 12 rebounds. And those are all in about 25 minutes right around 25 minutes. So I'm kind of seeing an 8.5 number for him tonight. It's at even money. I would have liked it better at 7.5, but 8.5 for him to go four straight games over that number, I kind of like that also at even money.
Yeah, that's nice, man. Yeah, he was doing that thing when he was out there in Kentucky. So we know that he could definitely get grab those boards, man. So, like you said, the last couple of games he's just been like a monster on the board. So I like that play as well, man. Again, I may have to add some of these in the same game parlay, man.
Yeah,
just gonna see what it comes out to. The odds are looking nice.
Yeah, well, let's take one last break here, bud. We'll come back and we'll get to a best bet for tonight for the NBA Friday night schedule.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. Slick app and fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is because they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get into some prop bets on Better Fantasy. It's totally free to play. Download today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as bench players, only recording a handful of minutes each game. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All new users that deposit and use promo code SGP will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected number. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play Store. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy, guys. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP to get your 100% instant deposit match up to $100, or go to your App Store and download the app today. PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app, and it is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see what hit the most, or see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io today to join the revolution. The SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, coming off of the break, Will, I will give you the floor first here, sir. Hit me with your best bet player prop for tonight.
The best bet, I got to go to my number one, man. I got to go to that John Morant over 7.5 assists for the game. Again, I think that he's going to probably hit a double-double in this game with the points and assists. So that number being at 7.5, I think is kind of low. So I like it to go over.
Yeah, I think maybe we might want to put John Morant on triple-double watch tonight, just because I just think this is going to be an absolute shootout. So I like that, man, over 7.5. And it's getting that the Atlanta Hawks defense has been struggling against that point guard position, and John Morant's been just balling out so far this year for the Memphis Grizzlies. For my best bet, I'm going to go over Devin Booker, man, over 22.5 points. That number is really conservative, man. I'm either falling for a trap here, but I think that he's going to show out tonight in Madison Square Garden, man. He's done it over his career. I rattled off the numbers of what he's done there, but I like that, you know, they're on a 14 game winning streak here. Obviously, they're going to want to continue that winning streak here, and I think that's going to be on the shoulders of Devin Booker to score the basketball for the Phoenix Suns. So I will take the over 22.5 points for Devin Booker tonight against your New York Knicks. So a double whammy for you, Will. He's on your fantasy football, your fantasy basketball team. So if he's able to ball out tonight, maybe drop a 50 piece, I think that will really help you out.
Sounded light, man. At the very least, man. At the very least, a 50 piece for sure.
Yes, sir. So that'll bring us to the end of the show. Will, any other thoughts for NBA, man? And then also let the people know where they can find you on Twitter, bud.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Again, I'm looking at some of these games, man. I think there's going to be some intriguing games. I like the Phoenix at New York matchup, Minnesota, Charlotte, Atlanta and Memphis. And then to close off the night, man, we got Portland and Golden State. So yeah. Definitely going to be tuning into those games and going to be doing some things probably with some props as well for the or some spread and over actions as well. But you guys can catch me on Twitter at @biasopinions_, as well as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, putting out some stuff for NBA and NFL. So definitely catch me on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network out there with my articles. And again, every Friday we're doing the podcast, man, me and Moon, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get you guys paid to go into the weekend, man, so spend the money.
Yeah, there you go, man. Me and Will are going to be here all season long, every Friday, digging into these player props. So definitely looking forward to that all season long. I mean, you know, the season is still very young, man. I think we're barely a month into it. So definitely looking forward to getting on these prop casts with Will. as well as Scott and Jung throughout the week. So enjoy the games tonight, guys. A lot of great games tonight, like we talked about. NBA, I know we didn't have it last night, but we have a full schedule tonight. So definitely, hopefully we can help you guys out and make your pockets a little fatter with these player props for tonight's matchups. With that being said, guys, find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Always dropping, plays. DMs are always open. So if you guys need any help with anything, definitely slide into the DMs. Do my best to get you guys answered. But make sure to download the app, the SGPN app. Just go to your App Store or your Google Play Store and download the app. Leave us a rating and review for the show. It definitely appreciate and helps grow the show. So have a great weekend, guys. Will, thank you so much for joining me as usual, brother. I will talk to you next Friday. With that being said, guys, good luck with your bets this weekend. Let's break the books off and let it ride.